So we know that one of the most important aspects of Yom Kippur is what the Mishnah teaches us in the end of Yuma, that Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad SheYiratzeh Es Chaveiro. Yom Kippur does not succeed in giving atonement until you ask for forgiveness, until you appease your friend. So, at first glance, we understand this to mean, okay, we understand, if I violated, I sinned against Hashem, so I do tshuva and Yom Kippur wipes it away. But if you did something against your friend, so tshuva is not enough. Tshuva and Yom Kippur is not enough. Included in tshuva, even though if you feel bad about it, you take it myself, you have to go over to your friend and ask your friend for forgiveness. The question becomes, there's a number of questions. Rav Soloveitchik had a very interesting perspective on this this aspect of tshuva. Because if you look at the Mishnah in Yuma, the Mishnah in Yuma learns this out from the pasuk, the famous pasuk, which is the central pasuk of the whole Yom Kippur davening, Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Shabbalazim and Azaria in the Mishnah in the end of Yuma reads this pasuk like this: Mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. End of your averus that you did between man and Hashem, there Yom Kippur works. But he learns that from that. But the averus shevinan lechavero, Yom Kippur doesn't take care of unless you also go ask your friend. But the Mishnah Bava Kamma, the Mishnah Bava Kamma learns it out from somewhere else. The Mishnah Bava Kamma brings a different pasuk. The Mishnah Bava Kamma says they learn it out from the fact that Avimelech had stolen Sarah away from Avram and had embarrassed them and violated Sarah and embarrassed her. So the Gemara, the Mishnah Bava Kamma on Sadi Beis Amud Aleph learns out that not only did Hashem came to Avimelech and said, you better give back the girl, and not only you have to give back Sarah, but you better appease Avram to the level that he's going to be willing to daven for you, that you made peace with him. So Rav Soloveitchik was bothered by the kasha. Why do you need two different psukim to teach me that you have to ask for mechila? One pasuk by Yom Kippur, Mikol Chatoseichem Lefnei Hashem, he makes a drush, oh, but Benadon Lechaver, you have to ask for forgiveness. And why also the pasuk by Avram and Avimelech? And he asked a whole bunch of other kashas while he was asking. There's a whole bunch of other kashas. Well, this is going to be like a classic Shir Klali. Like we'll ask, you know, five kashas, and one answer will answer all the five kashas. So the other kasha is, the Gemara tells an interesting story about Rav was in the middle of giving Shir, Gemara in Yuma. Rav was in the middle of giving Shir, and He started the shir, and then in the middle of the shir, Rav Chiya came in and interrupted him. So Rav started the shir over again, like we just had, right? Not quite. And then Bar Kapara walked in. So after him, so Rav had to start the shir over again. Then Rabbi Shimon came in. Rav had to start the shir again. Rabbi Shimon Barebi. Then Rabbi Chanina Barebi Chama came in, and Rav said, "How many times am I going to start the shir over again?" So he didn't go back. So Rabbi Chanina was very upset. He was very offended. So the Gemara says that Rav went to Rabbi Chanina 13 times Erev Yom Kippur. 13 consecutive Erev Yom Kippurs, he went to Rav to ask for Mechila. Rav went 13 Erev Yom Kippurs to Rabbi Chanina for not going back to the beginning of the shir for him when he walked in, because Rabbi Chanina was very upset with him. So the problem is, this is against the Gemara. The Gemara says that you only have to ask Mechila three times. So the Gemara wants to know, why did he go 13 times? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara even says you shouldn't go more than three times. So the Gemara answers, Rav Shani. Some say it means that it was his Rebbe, so since it was his Rebbe, he went even 13 times. But others, Rashi just says, he was machmir on himself. But when you make a chumrah, the chumrah has to have a logic to it. So why was he machmir on himself to go 13 times? That's question number two. Then there's another famous story where a certain butcher offended Rav, and Rav showed up at the butcher's store on Erev Yom Kippur so that the butcher should ask him for mechila. The butcher looks and says, "What are you doing here?" "Oh, I'm here so you could ask me for mechila." And he says, "Get out of here, I have nothing to talk to you about." And Rav walks out, and sure enough, the next thing, the butcher was smacking the meat and a piece of bone went up and hit the butcher in the face and he died. So the question is, why did Rav Dafka go on Erev Yom Kippur? What was special about Erev Yom Kippur that he went? Whenever it happened, he should have gone then. He should have gone right away. Right? There's a din of mechila all year long. And the fourth kasha is, the Gemara seems to say that even somebody, if you offended somebody who died, even if he's dead, you have to go ask mechila by his kever. But he's not going to be mochel you anymore. He can't be mochel you. He's not alive anymore. So what's the point? So there's a fifth Gemara where the Gemara says that even if somebody's upset with you and you didn't violate any halacha, let's say you're in a fight with somebody over an issue that you didn't violate any halacha. They say in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, famous story, the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, that he learned from that Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, how do you know? The Gemara says, Minayin Shafilu Hiknito Bidvarim. How do you know that even if the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kalamaknin es chaveru afilu bedvarim tzarach lefaiso." If you get into a fight with somebody, even if it was just words, so Rashi says it was onas dvarim. Then maybe you violated an issa, you verbally abused him. But it sounds like the pashup shot. I mean, the way Reb Chaim and some of the other Rishonim seem to understand the Gemara, no, just means that it was legit. I was allowed to say to you what I said to you. I didn't verbally abuse. I didn't violate any surah with what I said to you. Or we're just angry at each other for not because anybody did any averis. Still, you have to ask for mechila. What's up with that? You didn't violate any averis. Why do you have to ask for mechila? Famous story of Chaim happened that there was a court case that came before Reb Chaim and Reb Simcha Zelig, the dying in Brisk. And Reb Chaim said, "You know, you should make a compromise." And the guy says, "No, sure, I'm not making a compromise." So they sat and heard out the court case. And the guy ended up losing 3,000 rubles. So the guy was furious at Reb Chaim. He made fun of Reb Chaim, yelling. Reb Chaim says, "I told you you should compromise. I told you, no, you're an idiot. You're this, you're that." So Reb Chaim went to try to make peace with the guy, even though Reb Chaim didn't do anything wrong. He just knew the guy was upset with him. He said, "Oh, that's pshat in the Gemara." That's where Rabbi Yitzchak, he has to quote Pesukim from Mishle here. He quotes more Pesukim from Mishle to say, right, Bini, Pasuk says there in Mishle, Bini, Maravta L'Reacha, Takat L'Zar, Kapecha, Nakashim, Repicha, Aseizo, Sefo, Vinatza, Kibasa, Bekaf. Gemara learns that you have to ask for Mechila, even if you didn't do anything wrong. If there's a guy angry with you, you're supposed to try to make peace with the guy. So what's going on over here? What's going on with all these questions? So Rabbi Salvechik thought, others said like this also, based on the Reb Chaim and others. There's two halachas, Tzvei Dinim, classic Brisker Torah. There's two different aspects of asking for mechila. One din of mechila is if you wronged somebody, so you have to ask him for mechila. You have to ask the guy if you stole money from a guy. That's what the Gemara in Bava Kama is talking about. If you stole money from him, so you have to give the money back. But it's not enough just to give the money back. You have to say, I'm sorry. That's a din bein adam lachaveiro, that in terms of your cheshbon with this guy, in terms of your cheshbon with him, you have to get him to be mochel you. That it's still, you still have an X in terms of your cheshbon with this guy if you don't ask him for mechila. And the guy could say, "Okay, I forgive you." But just the guy saying, "I forgive you," that doesn't necessarily mean that your cheshbon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally fixed. Because it's not the guy who forgives you, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has to forgive you. Because every time you do an aveir against somebody else, yeah, you have the cheshbon with him that for that requires mechila, but you also have a cheshbon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Salvechik thought like this, that to get kapara on Yom Kippur, there's a special din of Yom Kippur that if there's anyone upset with you about anything on Yom Kippur, so the kapara of Yom Kippur just doesn't work. It's a separate halacha. It's not connected to the regular Bein Adam L'Chaveiro halacha that you have to ask mechila from somebody. You have to ask mechila. But sometimes a guy can give you mechila, but he's still upset with you. Even if he says, "Okay, I forgive you. But it's not like the whole relationship was completely repaired to the way it was beforehand. Okay, he said, okay, you stole from me. You asked for mechila. Okay, I'm mocha. But a lot of people say they're mocha. But does that mean that the same level of relationship was there like before it was? Not necessarily. Just because the guy said, okay, I'm mocha. Erev Yom Kippur is a different halacha. That's why maybe you have to even do it 13 times. On Yom Kippur, of Soloveitchik thought there's a din that all of Klal Yisrael has to be at peace one with the other. It's a special din of Erev Yom Kippur. That's why Rav showed up at the butcher, even though Rav didn't do anything wrong to the butcher. That's why Rav Chaim learned from that pasuk, HaMaknito B'Dvarim Tzarech L'Paisu. Even if you didn't do anything wrong, you don't have to ask for it. That's a special din in Yom Kippur. So Rav Soloveitchik understood the way the kapara of Yom Kippur works. It works through all of the Jewish people as a unit, all the Jewish people as a whole. So if there's any people in the Jewish people who are at war with one another, if there's any division, if there's any fighting, even if it's not an Avera, there's no Avera that I did, but there's just angry with me for something, our Soloveitchik thought it's very important before Yom Kippur to try to make peace with every person who is upset with you with any reason, because the way the whole kapara of Yom Kippur works, it's derech hatzibur, it's through the community. So if there's fighting in the community, it like gets stuck. You can't have that full atonement. You can't have that full kapara. And this explains one very fascinating medrash, and it also leads to one starkly mechudeshdik conclusion that some of the achronim had. There's a medrash in Pirkei the Rabbi Elezer. It says like this, and it's quoted lahalacha. The satan, this is Pirkei the Rabbi Elezer, it's in a few places. The Torah quotes it lahalacha. The satan sees that on Yom Kippur the Jewish people are free from sin. And the satan comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, can you imagine you have a people, they're mamish like malachim, just like malachim don't eat and drink, the Jewish people on Yom Kippur don't eat and drink, just like the malachim don't wear shoes, so on Yom Kippur the Jewish people don't wear shoes, just like the malachim stand, so too the Klal Yisrael stands the whole Yom Kippur, just like the malachim is shalom b'neim, kach Yisrael shalom b'neim, Yom HaKippurim. Ma malachi asher asa nikim mikol chet, kach Yisrael nikim mikol chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that even the Satan, who's usually the one who's prosecuting the Jewish people on Yom Kippur, the Satan is saying nice things, and he comes and gives kapara. So it says there, since Klal Yisrael is shalom b'neim, that's the whole reason, that's one of the reasons, since they're like malachim. There's a special din in Yom Kippur that we have to be like malachim. Forget about the din bein adam l'chaveir that you have to ask mechila from your friend. That's the regular din bein adam l'chaveir, they have to ask for mechila to finish up your cheshbon with him. But to allow Yom Kippur to be chal, there's an additional level of appeasement that you have to have, that it's mamish, no one has any grudges, no one has any tainas, and people are just totally ba'ahava and ba'achva. That's why at the end of the Yom Kippur davening, it says it's a day of achdus. It's a day of simcha and achdus. That's what it says. Now, this led the Sefer Birkei Yosef to, and some Rishonim and some Achronim to come up with a tremendous chiddush, which leads us to a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. Again, most Rishonim, Poskim don't say like this, but some people say because of this that not only does Yom Kippur, even though the simple pshat of the Mishnah is that it says Averos that are between man and Hashem, Yom Kippur will work without getting appeasement, but Averos between man and your friend, Yom Kippur won't work until you ask for Mechila. But there's a Birkei Yosef who says that no, what the Mishnah means is even the mitzvos ben adam lamakom, even your Averos ben adam lamakom will not be forgiven if you don't repair yourself, bein adam l'chaveiro. What in the world is the logic of that? Again, if you say this pshat, like I said, if the whole Yom Kippur, like it's not, there's no partial forgiveness of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur works in one fell swoop. Yom Kippur works, so either you get kapara for everything, or you get kapara for nothing. Yom Kippur can't work if there's something, if Klal Yisrael is not ba'achlus, Yom Kippur go. Now again, like a mikvah, so according to this pshat, that Mishnah reads beautifully, because what's the next line of the Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lufnei mi mitar asem, ma mikvah mitar es atmei mav kodesh bo. That's the whole thing with a mikvah, right? If you're holding one little thing, if there's a chatzitza, you're wearing a ring on one little finger and you go into the mikvah, then the mikvah doesn't work for any part of you. So some say, if you didn't ask for mechila from your friend, not only will it not, will it prevent Yom Kippur from working between Ben Adam la chaveiro, even the chaveiros Ben Adam la makom don't work. In other words, and the way I guess you read the Mishnah is like this: Aveir she Ben Adam la makom Yom Kippur's mechaper. But if there's aveir she Ben Adam la chaveiro that you haven't asked your friend for, so then Yom Kippur won't work for anything. It's not really, it doesn't really sound like simple pshat of the Mishnah, but there are some who want to read the Mishnah that way. So it's Ayum Menor, and the poskim actually quote this. There are poskim who quote this. It's not the mainstream accepted opinion, but there's poskim who quote the Yom Kippur Mamish won't even work. So it's just two brief lessons from this. I mean, certainly before Yom Kippur, if anybody has any tainas on anybody, that's why we say Tefillah Zaki, you're supposed to, before Yom Kippur, you're supposed to try to be mochel, anybody who wronged you. And you're supposed to ask for mechila from anybody who wronged you. And just for life, just one thing that I cannot for the life of me understand how there are people who go through life holding grudges against people, are still in arguments with people. There are brothers who don't talk to each other. I know in this neighborhood there's brothers who don't talk to each other. There's people who were good friends for a long time who don't talk to each other over stupidity, over narishkeit. So we have to realize if we're in that kind of a situation, I can't understand why people are so mopping on their own cover. Just let go of it. Just let go of it. What's the worst thing that somebody did to you? Just let go of it. I don't understand why people hold grudges, why people aren't just mochel, why people don't just look the other way. The Gemara says, "Kol, if you're merachim on other people, if you have rachim on other people who did bad to you, Hashem will have rachim on you when we did bad to him." So this is a special din of Yom Kippur. So this is the chiddush. Salvechik and others said on this Gemara, "Ein Yom Kippur mechaper ad sheiratzes chaveiro." It might not only, so certainly on the Mrs. Ben Adam lechaveiro, if you're not at peace with your friend, Yom Kippur doesn't work. But even more so, maybe even on Averos she Ben Adam lamakom, Yom Kippur won't give you atonement if a friend holding a grudge against you. So hopefully we can learn from this to try stam, never to hold a grudge against somebody, never to let something stay between people. Now, to my mind, really, you know, at the root of all that is arrogance. People are so mocked on their own cover, they can't let go, they can't let go. What do you care? I always try to tell people, we have to try to live our lives that the Rabbonu Shlom is happy with us. If some person is not happy with what we do, then you try to make peace, you try to do your best. You know, you're supposed to try to be clean both in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of people. But you could try, but as long as Hashem is okay with you, you know. I don't understand why people hold grudges for a long time, why people are in arguments with people for many years, why family members don't talk to each other for years and years at a time. My strongest piece of advice that I can give you is, if you ever find yourself in such a situation, just go over the person and just let go. Just admit, say it was your fault. And say, I apologize. That's it. Even if it wasn't. So go over and then be, and yes, for mechila and end it. It's ridiculous that people, and the whole Yom Kippur doesn't work because people are still at enmity. So hopefully we should learn this lesson and we should go into Yom Kippur without having any chobos, any chiyuvim, anything preventing the mechila from happening. And that's chus that we taka, let loose, let go of any tainas that we have on anybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should let go of his tainas on us, and we should be zeichet to have a complete mechila, kapara, slicha, and ashnas, chaim, and bracha. On a personal level, if I ever came late or I ever said something in the shir that offended anybody, hope you'll be mochel me. I try to say things that, you know, will be miskabel al adas. I try not to give stuff too sharp, you know, I don't think. So hopefully you should be mochel me as well.